Item 10. Mark, you're right. Seen a lot of you today.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Ms. Masick is requesting authorization to remove a deteriorated enclosed boathouse and construct a similarly sized 28-foot by 34-foot enclosed boathouse adjacent to her existing private pier situated along Back Creek in Gloucester County. Property is situated along Back Creek. It is a tributary of the North River. This is Wareneck. This is Wareneck Point. It's the North River, the Ware River, Mobjack Bay out here. This is Back Creek. Closer view of the topo. Her property is located along the northwest shoreline of the creek, and the old boathouse is proposed to be replaced, extends about 75 feet channel to mean high water. Her existing pier extends about 50 feet beyond the boathouse. Development along this creek is primarily residential. This is an aerial photo taken in December of last year. The green is the boathouse, the roof of the boathouse. It's another aerial of the boathouse and pier. She proposes to remove a deteriorated 28-foot by 34-foot two-slip enclosed boathouse and construct a new 28-foot by 34-foot two-slip enclosed boathouse in the same location. The existing boathouse is very low. The height of the new boathouse would be increased to 17 feet above pier decking at the peak of the roof. New finger piers are proposed within and outside of the boathouse to provide access. According to her agent, Ms. Masick does not currently own a boat, but her son has a 20-foot pro line and her daughter owns a 23-foot Mako. The boathouse is intended to provide protected mooring of those vessels. This is a plan view drawing. I've got a highlighted version here. In yellow is the outside of the proposed boathouse. There would be an outside finger pier constructed here. This finger pier would be deleted, and there would be a center pier. This pier would also have to be on the inside, given the enclosed nature of the pier. Cross-sectional drawing. This is a bit closer view of that. The 4-foot interior finger pier would be, this is looking into the boathouse. It would be located here. The slips are quite narrow. One's 10 feet, one's 12 feet. Again, the height would be 17 feet above deck level. Total width of 28 feet. So the ground shot of the existing deteriorated boathouse, you will note it is indeed quite low. You can see the pier decking here. I think when I walked by it, my head was about right there. She believes the existing boathouse was constructed in the 30s or 40s. It is in a deteriorated condition and was damaged further during Tropical Storm Ernesto. Ms. Masick said they attempted to do some structural repairs after Ernesto, but the current contractor has advised her the structure needs to be completely replaced. The boathouse will only encroach on oyster planting ground currently leased by the applicant, and staff does not believe the project will adversely affect navigation. No one has objected to the project in response to our public notice, and the adjoining property owners have indicated they have no objection to the project. No state agencies commented. Another ground shot looking into the boathouse. This is the interior. You can see it is quite old construction. Final aerial. In 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Virginia Code to provide statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private non-commercial pier, provided the boathouse was not objected to by adjoining property owners and allowed under local ordinances. In recent years, the Commission has generally been reluctant to issue permits for enclosed boathouses, except in situations where the boat intended to be moored within the boathouse is constructed of wood or another material that warrants additional protection afforded by an enclosed boathouse. In this case, the applicant does not own a boat, but she does admit that the two boats that will be moored inside would be her sons and daughters. They are both constructed of fiberglass. Accordingly, although a deteriorated enclosed boathouse is currently located at the site, staff is unable to conclude that the construction of a new enclosed boathouse is warranted or necessary. The mere preexistence of a structure on state-owned submerged land does not guarantee any right for replacement structures to remain at the site in perpetuity. Subsequent requests should be evaluated on a case-by-case basis with due deference to the laws at the time. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code, we are compelled to recommend denial of the enclosed boathouse. Staff would certainly be willing to recommend approval of an open-sided boathouse designed to cover even two boats, provided the square footage did not exceed 700 square feet. Happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Fox?
Chip, what are the rules in Gloucester County about boathouses?
They do allow boathouses.
Enclosed?
Enclosed.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Okay. Is the applicant here or represented? Come forward. Okay. You'll raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name, please.
My name is Bob Winstead with Riverworks, and I'm representing the applicant. I have a few points to make. I visited the site. These are the points that I think that we should consider. That boathouse has been there for probably 100 years, not the 30s or the 40s, but probably 100 plus or minus years. It has no protesters. A similar boathouse across the creek besides is not a problem either. You're going to build it on the same footprint that's there now. Hadn't caused any harm for the length of time it's been there, which is back again, probably been 100 years. There isn't really a statute or state statute prohibiting the people from having that size boathouse. It's just not done by right. I'm pretty familiar with the 700 square foot rule. I think I wrote that rule when they enacted it. She could try to repair it, replace a few pilings. Probably wouldn't even be here and asking for permission, but it's in bad shape, and we acknowledge that it is in bad shape. And Jeff Watkins, my cohort in crime, has recommended to these folks that to do it properly, tear it down, start from scratch. And that's what they want to do. She has tried in the past to have some people come down there and fix it. I think one took the money and didn't come back, and the other one did a lousy job. It really, I don't even know why it has to be permitted myself. If we had another catastrophic storm like Isabel or Ernesto, which is when the problems really started, the governor would probably issue another executive order and we'd fill out a short form. And I think that order said that for permitted projects, you were allowed to put them back in the same footprint, assuming you didn't change the size, which we don't want to do. I don't think that project was permitted originally, but I don't think that we can argue that it wasn't a legitimate project. It was built in accordance to whatever happened back when it was built. So they do have two boats they'd like to keep in there. I don't think you can put two boats in a 700 square foot. In the past, we have permitted stuff without having come to the commission for when a person legitimately had two boats. One of the reasons for the size of it is it has a pier, open pile pier underneath the boathouse that runs across the front to allow access to the boat that would be tucked in there. I think that's all the comments I have.
Okay. Any commission member have any questions? Thank you.
Isn't there any reason that you want a closed-sided boathouse?
Well, I think you have to ask the applicant that. I think that they would prefer to have it enclosed. It does offer more protection than one that's open-sided. I don't think it hurts anything as far as the environment. There is any marine life that is light-sensitive that I know of. If it had some adjacent property owners that were opposed to it because of a site problem, may be a consideration, but I don't really see the harm of having the sides. But you will have to ask the applicant why she wants it.
What's the square feet of the existing boathouse?
900 and some change. I can't add that quick.
952. This is the same size, right? This is going to be, yeah, 952.
That new one would be the exact same footprint
952
as the old one.
Any other questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
You want me to come?
I sure do. You help yourself.
It's a long story to this boathouse and to Matsuda.
You raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Okay, if you will state your name, please.
Marjorie Massick.
Okay, go right ahead.
I am a widow since 1995. I have taken care of Matsuda, the property my husband and I bought in 74. We had a terrible accident in our house. Our daughter was confined to a wheelchair from that day on, and we came here and searched for a house that would be near the water. The real estate agent knew about Matsuda and took us to the house that was on the water, which was built by a Japanese lady in 1912. I researched it, probably was built in 1906. It was an old piece of a big property. We needed a house that was wheelchair accessible. The boathouse was an added attraction, let me tell you. A wonderful attraction. We could go sailing. We could. It was marvelous. And we had many, many good years with it. Hurricane, and we kept it up, too. We had to keep repairing it. In 1998, I had to repair the whole dock. So it's a brand new dock. And it made the boathouse very stable. I added more piers, you know, put in pilings, etc. Hurricane Isabel played havoc with my daughter's house, played the havoc with my house, or the boathouse rather. Every dock came down and hit our dock and the boathouse. The dock stayed. Now, the boathouse was injured, as you can see. And all I can think of is I would really, now I've pulled myself together over the years. I've tried this and that, listened to people that I shouldn't have, and I'm in the hands of Mr. Jeff Watkins, who is going to rebuild it for me, I hope. And I'd like to have it rebuilt as it was. Now, I think there's going to be some difference in the height, but that doesn't seem to bother anyone. I believe there was an addition put onto the boathouse in the 30s to advantage a doctor who kept his big Chris-Craft there when he went to visit ladies and hit patients all through Gloucester on the North River. He was Dr. Tabb. Anyway, that's why it maybe wasn't quite built like, I don't know. It wasn't built, I'm sure it wasn't a double boathouse to start with, but we do have two boats. My son's boat and my daughter's boat. And we have a grandson who has a boat also that we can shove in there. It's 5.5 feet mean low water, so it's very, very deep. It's particularly advantageous to the property. It is the desirable reason why I want to repair it as it was. It's near as it was. So I hope you will let me.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
Well, I guess I'll ask you. So your reason that you would like to repair it as it was is solely for additional environmental impacts?
I see no environmental impact at all. It will look just like it was. It has been a feature on this little creek, which is not all that populated. It's been a feature for so many years. As I say, certainly since the early 30s.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Is there anyone else who would like to address the commission at this point? Okay, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Schick?
I've been in the majority for a while on this issue. I truly believe that if there are no complaints from neighbors, the county regulations allow closed-sided boathouses, and there was one there previous, that they should get to replace it. And I think changing the roof elevation is not a significant enough change to say that it's a new build. But I do know that I've been in the minority in some of these issues in the past. As I've done in the past, I would like to move that we accept the application as applied for, based on the fact that this has been here for many, many years, and that there are no complaints from the neighbors, and the county does allow closed-sided boathouses.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is your second? Second by Mr. McCluskey. Okay. Discussion?
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay. Mr. McCluskey.
They can take this boathouse down now, and be it our will, but let them build it back the same as it is. Or they could repair it. So I think we're in a winning situation by getting a nice new boathouse rather than repair.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think staff raises legitimate concerns just from a policy perspective as to really the necessity for an enclosed boathouse, and yet this structure has been there apparently since the very early 1900s. Having been there for 100 years and without any objections from the neighbors, I think it's appropriate to allow the replacement of the structure.
Mr. Tanker?
I agree. It seems to me this building and its siting has some historical reference to the property and probably to the creek. I think this is a bit different than some of the others we've seen before.
Mr. Fox?
I think it would be unfair for Virginians to ignore history.
Okay.
But I would like to reiterate that I do not support the general advocate of covered closed-side boathouses in general.
Right. We're going to make an exception. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you so very much. The boathouse, the property, was built in 1914.
We appreciate your comments. Thank you. Item number 12. 11, excuse me.
I'm trying to jump it.
If you'd like to pass this off to Chip, he's been doing a good job. What are we on? White sands on?
Mr. Chairman, associate members, it's been a long day, and I'll be as brief as possible. The White Sands Harbor Property Owners Association requests after-the-fact authorization to retain 7 8-foot-long by 7-foot-wide open-topped precast concrete hexagonal offshore breakwater structures and associated support piles, and authorization to replace the remaining existing rectangular breakwater structures with hexagonal breakwater structures as needed adjacent to the community property situated adjacent to the Potomac River in Northumberland County. White Sands Harbor is a residential subdivision located approximately 14 miles east of Heathsville, the county seat, at the confluence of Cubitt Creek and the Potomac River, and it happens to have a north-northeast fetch of approximately 25 miles. Here's a closer view of it showing Cubitt Creek and the common area right here. We're right on the Potomac, right toward the mouth of the Potomac. I provided to you a 2002 aerial photograph, which shows the prior presence of prior to the breakwater installation, there were timber groins along the shoreline. You can see the remnants of them right here. In May of 2005, the Property Owners Association submitted an application seeking authorization to place approximately 2,400 cubic yards of beach nourishment in association with the deployment of three sections of precast concrete rectangular nearshore breakwater boxes, referred to by the designer as breaker boxes. These structures were to be deployed approximately 80 feet channelward of mean low water. In all, this totaled 36 individual boxes. In addition, there was a 45-foot spur installed adjacent to the community area. The wetlands portion of the project was approved by the Northumberland County Wetlands Board on July 17, 2005, and the entire project was authorized by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers shortly after on July 18th. What you see here is the original concept. There are three breakwater structures, and there was sand nourishment behind it. Here is the spit of land. The confluence is off the screen to the left where the arrow is indicating. Lowe's Pond is behind it. These are the original drawings, the smaller spur structures here. These are the original 2000. These are the breaker boxes. They're a little bit bigger. And also there are structures that the designer refers to as sea logs. These are precast concrete structures that were intended to be deployed along the base of the breaker boxes and the outward side of the breakwaters to reduce scour at the base of the structures. Prior to July 1st, 2005, structures that I just described that encroach channelward of mean low water along the Potomac did not require permits from the Marine Resources Commission if the structures were placed entirely in Maryland waters. As such, staff determined that the Commission had no jurisdiction over the original project when the White Sands Harbor application was first reviewed in May of 2005. Effective July 1st, 2005, shortly after the original review, Section 28.2101 of the Code of Virginia was added, which broadened the Commission's authority to include jurisdiction over all structures and improvements built or proposed by riparian owners along the Potomac River. While this did not convey ownership of the Sebaquius Bottom from the state of Maryland to the Commonwealth of Virginia, it did mean that as of July 1, 2005, any structure or improvement in the Potomac River beyond the mean low water line appurtenant to the Virginia shoreline required a permit from VMRC. Had the project, which I described, and the project design and materials not been changed, staff would not have raised the jurisdictional issue.